See, I always say that voting is like being in a relationship. You can go ahead and have a one-night stand and see how that works out for you. Oh. Or you could actually commit.
Stacey Abrams was in front of the strip club in Atlanta registering people to vote.
That Versus. Remember that Versus when she showed up? We as Black women have this innate fortitude to continue and press forward. They can't knock us down. My grandmother would always say, you might slow me down, but you can't stop me.
What's up, everybody? I'm Ashley Allison, and welcome to Wait a Minute, where we tell the truth, kick it with the girls, and bring the conversation out of the group chat. My Black job, I guess for this week, is to travel the world, study Roman empires, and build a legacy. What about you, Alencia?
Ooh, that's beautiful. I'm Alencia Johnson, and my Black job is being a bobslayer while I do all of the things to try to save our democracy.
Yes, girl.
You know, I'm Joelle Nicole Johnson, no relation, but probably.
Yeah.
My Black job is to be the family beef tracker. I keep track of who ain't talking to who.
Ooh, the family reunion probably is real good.
Oh, it was just lit this weekend.
And you're like, go sit next to Auntie Cheryl.
I said, absolutely, and keep those two apart. They didn't listen to me.
You're never not with a job.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fully employed.
Beef be real.
And beef needs to be tracked.
Right.
Okay, I am so glad we had this space because, you know, I like to be around Black people, especially Black women, because y'all understand everything from my hair to my Fenty 420 foundation.
Okay.
So that's what I need to be here for. And that's why this space is important, because you got to listen to our beautiful Black voices.
Listen, I agree. We actually might be related because I think I'm a 420. Maybe I'm not 420. But beyond us comparing the foundation color, it's so important for us to have this conversation in a way that only we can, especially with what is happening in the world today, not just politically, but culturally. And everything happened in the Black woman. So I'm excited for this safe space that we are creating.
And since we're dropping this lovely chocolate, where's Danessa 9 and 10, the bombs, check it out.
I like that one too.
Yeah, I mean, and all this like product that is built by Black women. And the reality is like, we wanted to have this space and have this conversation because we do it when we're not, when no cameras are rolling. And so it's important to tell the truth because Black women save so many things. We save democracy. We are the backbone of our family. And in this moment, coming out of Juneteenth, coming out of the 4th of July, heading into, and I know people say this every year, but literally one of the most important election cycles of our lifetime, I do fundamentally believe that it is. We have things that are under attack, like the erasure of our culture, whether it be removing DEI from schools or just from corporate America. I mean, I know Lindsay and I, we do a lot of work around that, and just the fact that it just became a thing, what, 4 years ago, and now they're already trying to retract it. Abortion rights, like, we all have lost the constitutional right since we've been alive. And I know my mom, she knew what it was like before abortion was legal. So the fact that we're living in this jarring moment, Black jobs, I mean, we talked about what our Black jobs are, but, you know, Donald Trump said that kind of disrespectfully in the debate, but the reality is Black employment has gone down under Joe Biden, and we still need to do more to build economic and wealth in our Black community. So there are just so many issues at stake, and I feel, I always talk about, you know me, I'm a big yogi, and my nervous system sometimes feels out of whack. And in this moment, because of politics, my nervous system feels out of whack. And I feel like Black women are gonna have to, yet again, find the strength and save the country.
I mean, that like legit is all of our Black job, whether we want it or not, as Black women, okay?
I just need to start getting paid for it.
Well, hello, that part.
I would love to get paid.
Run me my reparations.
Yeah, I need some back pay too.
Yes. Well, it's also like, I think about this moment that we're in and the spaces that we as Black women show up in our fabulous multidimensional self, right? As y'all know, I'm a little tired because your girl was at Essence.
In them streets.
I was actually in the streets this time. I did my work, you know, because we party with a purpose, but I had a good time. It was in those streets.
Just one, Essence will wear you out.
It will.
I went for the first time last year and it took me a month to recover.
Yes. You're lucky I love this black job.
Yes. Yes. You
thanks
here
for being
today.
Here, boo. Thanks for being
and,
here.
And I think about, and actually, this is why I'm also really tired. The week before, I was in LA around the BET Awards. And I think about one woman with a particular job, one black woman, Vice President Kamala Harris, mm-hmm. and how she showed up in both of those spaces, particularly at Essence, with a really important conversation, talking about a lot of the issues that you're talking about, Ashley. And I'm thinking about this moment we're in, where folks are talking about the nominee, they're talking about whether or not she's qualified. I like to zoom out of that a little bit and just think about what she is facing as a black woman in this position. I mean, we say it all mm-hmm. the time. Black women get into a position and then the goalpost towards perfection moves all the time. And so how do we, in this moment, for her to be the first black woman in this position, and there are actually a lot of first black women in a lot of positions, there are actually a lot of black women in these very public yeah. positions, how do we protect them in the black womanhood, even if you might disagree, policy or whatever it may be, how do we show up in this moment and protect these black women who are literally these targets of these all of those attacks that you were mentioning?
Yeah. Okay. I feel exhausted just watching her have to do the job. Mm-hmm. And again, it doesn't matter. Oftentimes we hear this line that black people are not a monolith. And yet the moment a black person shows up in leadership, we have this expectation. And I'm saying we, because I sometimes think black people do it, but I also think the external world is that they have to fit this perfect box. Well, yeah. we either are or we are not a monolith. And I can tell you even us three sitting here, we're all very different black women. We yes. all come from different places in the country. We all have different backgrounds. Some of us have known each other longer, but like, we are not a monolith. We look very different in our genders, in our jobs, in our identity, and it needs to be respected. And so when people show up and do historical things like she does, they're attacked. Mm-hmm. And so it's not just protecting them, but how do we celebrate them? Like, yeah. I don't want to always just be on the defense of having to protect her or a Stacey Abrams or Angela Alsobrook or a Ketanji Brown Jackson. I want to celebrate them because they are doing amazing things. And whether we believe it or not, like, I remember when I was a little girl, like, the women I celebrated that made me excited were Maxine Waters mm-hmm. or FloJo, you know, like, FloJo. The girl of the nails and that leg. Mm-hmm. And, like, I like to run now. I didn't like to run back then, but, like, seeing FloJo, like, made me want to be a little track
even
star.
Even if it was later in life.
Right.
It like, still had yeah. influence.
Dominique Dawes, all yep. those people. And so we don't even know yeah. what the presence of a Kamala Harris or a Ketanji Brown Jackson and you name the historical history makers are doing and, like, unlocking in little black girls' minds.
Yeah. I know what it's done for me alone. I mean, I didn't have a black princess growing up. And listen. I got to go to see Princess Tiana as a grown woman.
Same.
And I'm in the theater crying, jealous of these little black girls wearing their princess same. Dresses. And I was like, I didn't have that.
It's healing your inner child.
It was absolutely healing my inner child. Yeah. So I know that's exactly what Kamala is doing for young babies. But what do you think about the spot she did for the BET Awards with Taraji?
Okay, so this might be a little hot take. I watched it, and honestly, it made me just think of my aunties, or even, okay, so I'm a pastor's daughter. My dad will sometimes repeat some lines he's heard on social media, and I'm like, Dad, that's corny, but it doesn't take away his blackness, right?
And you still love him.
And I still love him, and I know he's for the people. And so, sure, did the line that everyone's talking about land well, but you know what? I was at the vice president's house for the hip hop party.
Listen,
she probably
girl.
Knows Kendrick Lamar's song.
Listen, absolutely. We all listen
she
to that
She is probably
song.
Listening to it as much as we are listening to it, okay?
Absolutely.
And so the other issue that I have when people are frustrated with, okay, so maybe it didn't land well for you to the point about us not being a monolith. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. We want this diverse representation of black folks. And then we get it and folks say, well, that's not my kind of black.
Right.
I'm not okay with it.
Yeah.
Sis went to Howard and pledged, AKA, now I'm a Delta.
Me too, girl. I would have done something.
Delta's here.
I'm a Delta in spirit.
There you go. Now you're going to have us in trouble with our national office. However, it's okay. She is a black woman who went through to historically black college, you know, there will be debate over which one is the most prestigious. I'm not going to get in that as a PWI graduate. Mm. She is a member of a Black sorority. She is from the Bay Area. She, her Blackness may not be your own, but you can't take away her Black womanhood from her. And I got really challenged with that, with the discourse around it. And I also get frustrated when I hear people all the time say, well, Democrats don't show up, or I don't hear people from people until it's election day. But then when they do show up, and Kamala's ad aside, the Biden-Harris campaign ad aside, Taraji had a great monologue about what's at stake.
Yep.
Black Pack, shout out to Adrian, again, mm-hmm. a Black woman, who they had an amazing commercial. You even had Speedy and other influencers talking about the yeah. election. And so, Killer Mike, mm-hmm. in his acceptance speech, right? And so, some folks didn't appreciate the sitting vice president showing mm-hmm. up at the BET Awards, but then you had all these other entertainers. And I also want to push back on the notion that this only happens in an election cycle.
Yes, that's what, yes.
I've been going to Essence BET Awards since I've been in politics. When the Dobbs decision came down that overturned Roe v. Wade and took away abortion rights, I was actually doing some work with BET. Janelle Monáe had a whole monologue about what happened. Jasmine Sullivan did as well. And BET had cast members of their show talking about this. Mm-hmm. It was a midterms year, but it wasn't a presidential election. So we show up, folks roll their eyes. You don't show up, or it seems like it's close to an election day, then you say it's pandering. I hate that duality.
So here's the thing. There's elections every year.
That's right. Yeah.
So first of all, we have to like own the whole democracy. I always say that voting is like being in a relationship. You can go ahead and have a one night stand and see how that works out for you. Oh. Or you could actually commit. And what happens in relationships? You have to be in conversation. You have to be in communication. If you have an argument, you have to work it out. Sometimes there's good days, sometimes there's bad days, but you make a commitment. So elections happen all the time and you have to make a commitment. And I'm not saying the politicians, I'm saying the voters, right? You have to vote in presidential. And there were big elections last year in 2023 in my home state of Ohio, where we actually put a constitutional amendment in for abortion in a state that so many people think is a Republican state. In Kentucky, another state that everyone says is so red, they kept their Democratic governor. But I do want politicians to show up in mm-hmm. my community during election year. They better show up. They better tell me why I need to vote. But they also need to show up in off-cycle years or in those years when it's not the big ticket. And to your point, Alencia, the vice president has. Now, I just want to speak as a former White House staffer. To get anything on the president or the vice president's schedule is incredibly hard. Okay, it's like Hunger Games out there, right? Like you fighting with every department. Everyone thinks their project is the best project. And you get something about Black people on schedules is even harder. So the fact that year after year, she has been able to show up, even a video, like taping time of the second most powerful person in the world, getting on the schedule to tape for the BET Awards is important. And we always talk about like how culture plays an important role. There are some people that I work at CNN. I love CNN working there, but there are some people who will never turn CNN on,
that's right.
but will be watching the BET Awards. And we always say meet people where they are, that's right. and that's what that looks like.
Listen, to meet people where they are, Stacey Abrams was in front of the strip clubs in Atlanta registering people to vote.
That Versus. She's remembering that Versus yes. when she showed up when they were in Magic City? She yes. sent a video.
Oh, I
absolutely.
Missed that one.
No,
she got
absolutely.
On stage with Lotto.
Yeah.
I'm too much in the culture, maybe.
I don't think so. I was living in Atlanta at the time. I was like, that was a good move.
Yeah.
And it did turn Georgia blue. I fully believe it.
Absolutely.
That was part of it because
Absolutely.
You have to meet people where they are. That's so important. And talk about scheduling. I mean, it was difficult enough to schedule the three of us to do this.
I mean, we important.
You want to talk? We very important. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But we ain't vice president, so it's right. like thinking about her actually taking the time out of her schedule because she wants to be in the culture
yeah.
means a lot to me.
Well, then, so what do we think about, because we often hear, oh, I don't see her. That question of people never see. Here's what I will say, and part of my Black job is having advised quite a few presidential campaigns. So obviously knowing some of her team.
That's a little flex.
A little flex.
I ain't mad at it.
You know, knowing her team, when I'm like, wait, The lady is everywhere yeah. because I never see my friends that work for her. But there's this constant question. Every time I get it on TV, they're like, well, where is the vice president? I said, well, y'all have me here talking about Trump and Biden. I would like to talk about this economic freedom tour that she's on. I would like to talk about a lot of these things. But what do you all say to that question of where is she or we don't see her?
I think it's dismissive. And yeah. I think we get dismissed as so women easy. In general. We get dismissed as women running for office. They say the most hated a woman will ever be is when she's running for a political office. So it just seems dismissive because I'm like, I see her. Mm-hmm. But also, what are y'all watching? Are you looking for her on TikTok? Are you looking for her on, you know, mm-hmm. where are you looking for her? She's out there. She ain't nothing but out there.
And I think that, like, it is fair to have critiques of leaders. I think it is actually very unhealthy not to have critiques of leaders.
Agreed.
That is how cults form. And there were a lot of critiques of the vice president when she first started. And I think she will acknowledge that to be the first, you've never had a model, so you're learning the job. And most people never knew what a vice president did. What did Mike Pence do? What did Dick Cheney do other besides shoot people? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right.
Besides
but like,
that.
But, like, you don't know. And then when somebody like us takes the role, then it's like, well, I need to know where she is, what she doing, you know? And it's like, she's doing her job, like, her black job.
And part of her black job, let's be honest, for a very long time, was being the deciding vote in the Senate.
That's yes, right.
So she mate. Couldn't actually get on the road because she had to always be in the Senate and
also,
be the deciding
COVID,
vote.
I mean, like...
And COVID.
I know we want to like forget it, but COVID was real. Like we, yeah. when they took office, people still had masks on. We didn't have vaccines. People were on lockdown. We still were learning about the virus, what it was. And so she literally was just able to start to get out on the road. Mm-hmm. And I will just say like her, I was talking to some people in her office and they were saying, this was 6 months ago. She had already been to 38 states like
yes.
twice or something crazy. Like that, again, the scheduling, the travel, and she is going to have conversations. We live on the East Coast. I'm from Ohio. You're from New York.
Jersey.
Virginia. Two up, two down.
But I think that, like, she has been in our community. She has been doing roundtables. She has been having conversations with the people, mm-hmm. the voters. She's like, you know what? Y'all ain't gonna like me anyway, so I'm gonna go talk to the folks that like actually pay my salary for my black job, and that's the taxpayers.
And to the point of all the states that she visited, I think I got an email at the time of this taping that said this year alone she's done around like 80 interviews. So to your point, where are you getting your information and your news? If you're looking at the same two or three places, you may not see her.
Right.
But I know that they are giving interviews to these local outlets, which are actually extremely important. I know that to your point around that she's been on the road to all these different states, when the Dobbs decision happened, I feel like she started to spend more time on the road because one of my other former black jobs is working at Planned Parenthood. And I know the reproductive rights groups are doing a lot of work with her, especially when that decision came down 2 years ago.
Yeah. Well, I guess like, okay, this might seem like the Kamala Harris fan club, and it's not about that, but it's actually just, I find myself speaking about this as a black woman who has had jobs and felt like, y'all just don't want me to win. Like I am working around the clock, and no matter what I do, I just can't get right with y'all. So I'm gonna like start living my life for me.
Yeah.
But this is not about just like standing for a black woman because she's a black woman, because all skin folk ain't kin folk. And so I think about it when I look at the other ticket, the president of the former president of the United States, Donald Trump, has been playing in these spaces about like selecting a black vice president, or even this, we've been talking about black jobs, you know, he sees black people in a criminal way because he thinks now we resonate with him because he has 34 felony convictions. It's like, people have critiqued the vice president when she was running for president, but also in this current role because of her former time as a prosecutor. And what she actually was doing, when I went to law school, I focused on policing reform and criminal justice reform. And what she was actually doing around criminal justice reform was ahead of her time. She was saying, at that point, like, no president, not Barack Obama, not George Bush, had tried to deschedule marijuana. That just wasn't the conversation at that time. And she was doing reentry programs, doing recidivism programs, working around drug courts, really trying to reform the system and be a leader in the space. And because the way things were implemented when she became more nationally known weren't where the conversation was, what she was doing 15 years ago, she got a bad rap. People started using derogatory terms. I won't even say what they are about her because of her record. But actually, she was a trendsetter that helped us get where we are now on criminal justice reform.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people just don't like her because she was a prosecutor. I'm like, you want black prosecutors.
That's right.
We want black prosecutors. You want black people on the jury. You know, black people, if you get your jury card, go in, please. Right. You know, so it's like she had that job. That was her job. Yes. She did her job.
Remember when, like, Michael Brown was murdered and the police officer didn't face any charges? That was because the prosecutor decided not to prosecute the cop.
Yeah.
So prosecutors, every role is important. And a lot of times, prosecutor races are not at the top of the ticket. Shout out to organization Color of Change that was a trendsetter also, and like really engaging in that conversation. Alvin Bragg, a black prosecutor, is the reason why Donald Trump has 34 felony convictions.
I literally was thinking, that is what the Republican Party is shook about, is that these black prosecutors are like, oh, no, we will make sure that these cases will be prosecuted. The other thing I think about as we zoom out a little bit bigger than Kamala Harris is I think of Shirley Chisholm, Catalyst for Change, right?
That's my
and
girl.
I think of mine too, and I actually, around like every presidential cycle, I go back to her autobiography and just take in some of the lessons. And the thread through that I'm seeing, again, you don't have to agree with Kamala Harris on all of her, Vice President Harris on all of her policies, but there's this protection of black woman, because if she is dismissed and treated like this, what's gonna happen to the rest
That's
of
right.
us?
Yes.
And I think about in Shirley Chisholm's, just her legacy, and all of these black women, even Stacey Abrams, we see all these black women in Congress who are still like, even in the middle of these attacks, I am going to keep my head down and do the work for the people.
Yeah.
I hear it, I see it, and we as black women have this innate fortitude to continue and press forward, which is why we're such a threat to the other side, because they can't knock us down. My grandmother would always say, you might slow me down, but you can't stop me.
Mm.
And I think that is legit our motto as black women. It is bigger than a candidate. And it actually has always been for black people, right? I do believe in this era that we're in with social media, we're so distracted, we're pulled to so many different places that sometimes we forget that.
Mm-hmm.
There is no politician that is going to save us. Ashley and I both work for Obama. As some would say, the forever president.
My forever boss.
Okay.
Okay.
And as folks keep talking about the few percent of black voters that could go to the Republican Party to change things for Democrats, I actually am more focused on the eligible black voters who are not voting yet.
Precisely.
Because if we got those family,
it's a wrap.
Yeah.
It's a wrap. We wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. Period.
It's not just even a wrap for like the president. It's just, we could change Congress. We could change state houses. We could change the Electoral College. Like, I think that we are turning a page where people are understanding their collective power. And there is something in politics, like all the polls come out, and I know I have a lot of pollster friends, and I'm like, I don't really pay attention to polls because polls are just a snapshot. But the polls are even struggling on how to read voters, because in 2022, when everyone was like, it's going to be a red wave, I was like, it ain't going to be no red wave.
Me too.
I'm trying to tell y'all.
All the black women on TV were
like,
also,
I was like, it ain't going to be no red wave. It's not going to be. I'm trying to tell you, the streets is telling me there ain't no red. The group chats is like, nah, we got this. We know what's up. And I think that this moment is happening right now. And I don't want to be condescending to people who are like, I'm just not sure. I feel like it's my responsibility. One of my black jobs is to engage people who are not already engaged and give them the power to realize, listen, like, let's start this relationship. Let's start the talking phase. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Let's engage. Let's have our conversation. And like, by cuffing season, you know, we could be locked in.
That's why we're here. You're actually a matchmaker.
No, I need a matchmaker. I mean, that's another show. That's another show.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah, I got you. What I mean.
That was a little personal plug. Okay.
The Lord said, make your request known.
Listen, I want to know. Another show for another day. Another show for another day.
I think we are building something here that is going to be hugely impactful, not just this year, but in so many years to come.
Being a part of a very historical moment, like having some really critical conversations.
Yeah, debate is crazy.
Modern Whole Media seems to be supremely focused on bringing real people into real conversation about real issues, and I want to be where real people are.
In this moment, I am finding hope and
the love that I have for my children.
It's the next generation.
The black joy that I'm seeing around the country.
We need to tell our own stories. We need to not just be consumers, we need to shape the narrative.
The political climate that we're in, man, like having some really dope conversations is really important.
That gives me hope for tomorrow that we're gonna be all right.
Okay, so with all of what is happening in the world, oh, I'd like to say in the United States, because apparently France and the UK figured it out.
Yes, they did.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. Give somebody America, the boot.
Please. Right.
Please, America. How are you all, as black women, protecting your peace?
Therapy. So yeah. Much therapy. Between me and my partner, we have 5 therapists right now. Wow. I have an individual therapist. He has an individual therapist. We have a couples therapist. I'm in group therapy, and then he does the thing called parts work. So that is keeping me semi-sane in this wild world right now.
That's beautiful.
That yes. is beautiful.
Yes, I don't got kids. I got therapists.
You got might a whole be just start as expensive. 5.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. That's awesome. You know, I have to be honest. I have a lot of practices that have kind of fallen off. And I really am trying to commit myself again. My birthday is this month, so leading into my birthday, I try and use it as like a halfway point in the year to like hit reset. But I'm trying to breathe a lot more and explore different emotions, right? So rather than I had this like tumultuous last 48 hours where I was stuck in another country and like rather than exploring rage and anger because it wasn't going my way, I was like, what would it look like to like laugh through this and like bring other people in like my chaos, like bringing laughter? And it actually made the situation be resolved rather quickly and in an expeditious way, you know? And so I've been trying to like explore different emotions, listen to really good music. Like even if I have to listen to a song 6 times on repeat, like Burna Boy is my like secret boo. Yes. And I like every year for the last 4 years, his song is my most played song all over and over. So I'm like trying to explore things. Oh, and now I'm also a plant mommy.
Aww.
You did a great job with these.
I mean, these ain't real, but
I was trying to give you what
we
didn't know.
We won't be truth tellers. These are real.
Well, you did a great job on the faux.
Yeah.
On the faux plants.
But my plants in real life they're banging. So
oh, they are. I've been to your place.
Yeah, they're really good. Actually. And like sometimes I just get my hands in the dirt.
Ooh.
I do.
You ground yourself.
Literally like get my, I'm like, okay, we're gonna plant tonight, and it'll be like 2 o'clock in the morning, a glass of wine and some dirt.
You know, I'm kind of where you are, and as they say, regulating my nervous system. I take walks. Mm-hmm. I'm taking a moment to breathe. But honestly, since I've been doing these walks, the kids are now calling them hot girl walks, whatever. I just try to get 10,000 steps in. It is that fresh air that clears my mind, that recenters me, that really reminds me that, yes, this moment is critically important, but it always feels like that for black women. Mm-hmm. And so how do I take time for myself to make sure that my glass not only is full, it is overflowing?
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, y'all ain't getting nothing in my cup. You get the excess. Mm. And I have to be whole. And so I am so intentional about that. I actually have a friend that said, oh my gosh, Alencia, you're like in your hippie era. Because I'll say no to a lot of things, or yes. I'll legit tell people, hey, I'm working on something, or
that's not
I'm
hippie.
Get back with you in a month. Right.
That's self-love.
That's self-protection. Yeah. And honestly, had I not been doing this work, I would have felt like that was an insult. Now I'm like, yes, yeah. I am in that era. Mm-hmm. Because I feel lighter and I'm able to give more to myself,
yeah.
which allows me to be better in community. Because yeah. I believe that healing happens in community. Shout out to Bell Hooks. And so we have to love ourselves first in order to be able to love everyone else around us. So.
Yeah. Might take walks and get fresh air, so that's how we know you don't live in New York City.
Yeah. Well, I was taking walks in Central Park when I lived here.
10 years ago.
Harlem, too.
I love that y'all keep correcting jokes.
Right, clearly
they're fake plants.
My therapist always says, when you heal, the people around you heal. Like, your healing allows other people to heal because people can be reflections of you.
Ooh.
Black woman reaction.
We're gonna just
marinate in that.
Girl.
All right, y'all. Well, it's been great. High five, team.
Oh,
this is wonderful.
Yes. We're going to be back next week.
We will be.
Having our little kiki, talking about all the things. I think, listen, if you want to be a part of our conversation, let us know what your questions are. Slide in the DMs, get in the comments. But I can't wait for Wait a Minute next week.
I can't wait either.
I'm waiting.
And that's the tweet, yeah. Okay.